December 26th, 1903, Sugden, Indian Territory. My dear Mama, your letter received. Don't worry about the one-sided affair, for I didn't want you to send anything for me. Willis wanted me to send you the money, but I didn't think the children would enjoy it as much. I do hope you got them for Christmas. I got a letter from Aunt B. I'll send it to you. Did you want me to send the pictures back? Uncle Gus is so pleasant looking. Looks like he's awful good. I showed them to Jessie Hearn. She said Arthur was sure good looking, and I think he is too. Isn't he about my age? George C. is here visiting Jessie. I haven't heard anything about the wedding so far. Audrims live over where the Gazelles lived. They are going to move across the river next week. No, Mabel never asks about Kyle, but she is so stuck on Tom Beavers. She don't know straight up. And I guess he is on her too. He was out to see her a few nights ago. Yes, she has weaned the baby. She stayed all night with us Tuesday night. Willis has a canvas cot and she slept with me. I got several Christmas presents. Tura sent me a lovely little pincushion. It's round and made of white linen embroidered with paisleys and has a white silk ruffle around it about 2.5 inches wide, and the ruffle is jaggeded around with pink silk, has a little white baby ribbon to hang it up by. Mr. Jackson gave me 2 statues and a little celluloid scissors box. Both was real pretty. Bessie gave me a little pin tray. A toy gave me a mustard set of china. The spoon was china too. Joe Goodwin gave me a pale blue neck ribbon. Mabel gave me a big pecan pie and a picture. Willis gave me a plaque in the form of a basket with 6 little jackets in it, and each pocket contained a beautiful embroidered handkerchief. It was so cute. He gave me $2 besides. They had a Christmas tree. We went. Mr. Jackson put a cake of soap out for Willis just for a joke. Mrs. Bush had a turkey dinner and invited us, also Mr. and Mrs. Wilson and Mr. Tollefson. But we were such cranks, we didn't go. I just don't like Mrs. Wilson one bit and never did. Gertrude hasn't been home since the middle of November. They're all going to the wedding tomorrow. Mr. Richardson says to tell you he always asks about you and wishes you well. Mrs. Cleaver still can't sit up. They got a doctor yesterday. Dr. Lawless says she has a tumor as large as your fist. I haven't heard what Dr. Alba thinks. Her face and body is awful swollen. I'm glad the children are so happy. I'll write to them and put it in another envelope. Yes, the bell was in and is real nice. Write soon. Lovingly, Lula. P.S. Mrs. Aiken sent Mabel a sofa pillow and the children a beautiful pair of patent leather shoes apiece and 2 pair of nice hose for each.